Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it, the new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY. Purposefully loving and appreciating you. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Oh, Yes. You trust in the power and presence of that something within you. You can stand in your greatness. You can see the face of God. You can see the truth of who you are. You can feel and embody the essence of love. And you can be really, truly free. You embody freedom. So your freedom is not dependent on what's going on in the external world. It's coming from within. We can have freedom on the outside, but if it's not really going on inside, that's just halfway there. But it's something about knowing that you are truly free, not based on what you tell everybody, or but just that inner freedom, a sense of peace, a sense of loving who you are, a sense of loving who you are not. And even sometimes you can't get to loving who you are, you can still love yourself. That's freedom. And the song is Ricky Byers, Beckwith. Ricky Byers, Beckwith. And to find out more about her, website address is weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. And you can find out about the wonderful work they're doing at Agape, agapelife.com. And that song is From Within. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference because you're here. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive. Right now, every breath, every thought, everything you're feeling is creating a new world. You're part of the evolutionary process for humanity. So you're making a difference. Whatever you're choosing, you get to be responsible for what you're creating. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. Yes, indeed. And we are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Say it again, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Monday to Thursday. Happy Freedom Fest. Happy Freedom Self. Happy Freedom Day. Happy Independence. Now that you claimed your independence from wherever you are, start, you know, sit with that. Some of us, we need to move into interdependence. Some of us are just kind of getting used to speaking up for ourselves, getting used to saying what we want, asking for what we want. But, you know, keep working, and after a while you realize we need each other. We're interconnected. You're not alone. You're not alone. Today we are talking more about freedom as we focus on freedom this month. So all the guests that we bring, they're going to help you tap into the freedom that you already are. They're going to help you unlearn the information that you were given before. That was good back then, but now it's time to let it go. It's time to set it free. And it's time to sell your parents' business, because, you know, we get in a business where we franchise our parents. You know, we start doing the things they did to us. We start beating ourselves up. We start using the things that they said before. And now we're still mad at mom, mad at dad, mad at cousin, aunt, uncle, whoever. Today is a day to just close that business and don't franchise them anymore. Ask yourself, what do I really want? What I believe, how do I know it's true? Is it really true what I believe? I'm living my life right now, the labels that I'm attaching to it, is that really true? Or am I using a definition of somebody else's interpretation? Go within and listen. They're talking about today's topic anyway. It's journeying within, the adventure of freedom, the adventure of freedom. With Robin Harris, she's going to be joining us soon. And this is the lady who decided to take matters into her own hands and say, damn it, I deserve freedom. I choose happiness. I choose me. I say yes to me. And I'm going to travel around the country, You gotta go around the world. I'm just gonna go where I'm led. I'm gonna listen to that internal compass. I'm gonna follow my internal guidance system. So you're gonna be joining us, so stay tuned. Got some announcements from you for you. Quick announcements. Number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Are you regretting everything you ate yesterday? You didn't know why you did it. Now you just need to be free from the pain in your stomach. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, if you have any questions or comments, same place everything else comes from, Addy. They just come from wherever they come from. I stay open. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. What are you dealing with? Are you feeling free? Are you feeling stuck? Maybe there was a time you were feeling free, but now, for some reason, you just don't understand what's going on. Maybe there's things you want to do, you're feeling courageous, but you just don't know if you can do it, if it's going to work out, you're afraid you're going to fail. Well, we're here to support you and guide and direct you. Activate your inner guidance. 347-426-3346. If for whatever reason you can't call in, you can go to the Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE like page. Post your questions on there, and we'll get to it. And if you don't do Facebook, for whatever reason, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, which I need to go there right now. That was something I was going to do, because we're updating the website. I can't go there here. Let's try this. Yeah, we're updating the website. So there are new things almost every day, and I have to catch up. And I have been there. But anyway, if you don't do Facebook, you've got a question or comment, and you want to join in the conversation, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. And bear with me while I type and talk. I'm not going to pretend that I'm not typing and talking. I'm just going to let you know. So that way, I feel free rather than pretend I'm typing and pretend to talk. Now, on this site down there, there's a lot of, when you get there, what's going on? We've got different languages here. But you click, there's a menu that says click here first. Actually, no, that's not it. I told you, I'm getting used to it. There's a menu that says Ask Life Coach ADE. And you scroll down, click the Ask ADE. We want you to know. Do you want to ask Life Coach ADE? Yes. His real name is ADE. Well, that's part of his name. But anyway, we won't talk about that. Then you click that. And when you click that, then you scroll down. You see this guy behind a microphone looking at you saying, I know you have a question. I know you've got something to say. Scroll down to the bottom and type in your question. There's an email. If you don't want us to mention your name, just put it in the email. And we won't. And we'll get to you. What else do I need to tell you? 1 o'clock today, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. So stay tuned for that. And next week, we have some great guests coming up. We're always having great guests, really. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, every day is a new day. Let me pull this up. I'm going to another browser. They don't need to know that. Okay. I'm going to another browser. Too much information. Okay. All right. On Monday, we have Sherry Richards. She's coming back, teaching us how to dance with our dragons. Because we're so afraid of the dragons, we try and keep it at home. Or when we get to work, we try and keep the dragon in the elevator because we don't want people to know we got funky breasts. We don't want people to know we got issues and we don't show up completely. We don't want to embrace our shadow self. It's like, why would I focus on my shadow self? Why do I want to focus on the negative? I'm just focusing on the positive. Well, why don't you positively focus on your negativity? That's positive thinking for you. And then Tuesday we have Andrew Harvey. We're talking sacred activism. Happy to be part of the change. We have Reverend Dr. Ramont Anderson joining us next week on Wednesday. So lots going on. Wednesday here to inspire at 2 o'clock with Aisha. Aisha inspires. Yes, she does. But it's here to inspire with Aisha. Okay. Let's see. What else do I need to tell you before as we jump into the show? Today I'm feeling kind of laid back, I don't know. I just feel laid back. Don't ask me. I can't even ask Life Coach ADE why I feel laid back. But I'm going to drink some tea right now. Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back. Hold on. Shh. Don't stop. Listeners, Glenda is in the house. Silent listeners, disguised as guests. Laverne, all the way from, is it Virginia? Did I get that right? I think it's in Virginia. Down there. It's up north. down south, down there, we have Nathaniel. You know best. You don't know as much about you. That's why people ask me. I'm trying to start trouble. I've been told I'm a mess. Yes, I am a mess. And Joyful Tamara Joy is in the house. Tamara Spiritual Midwife is in the house. Celeste is in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, indeed, it's about positively focusing on your negativity. Because when you positively focus on your negativity, guess what? You can just smile. It's like, oh, I need this negative polarity. I need this positive polarity. The yin, the yang, the good, the bad. It's all about the duality of oneness. No judgment, no criticism. So what y'all want to talk about? Anything? Anybody got a joke? Journeying within the adventure of freedom. How free are you? What is freedom? Does freedom mean, does it to you, does it mean when you have everything you need? When you don't have to struggle with money, when you're not in pain, when you're not having a health challenge? What is freedom to you? How do you break away from that part of you that is just holding you hostage? That part of you, sometimes when you wake up in the morning, it's like there's another self of you that's waiting by the bed. It's like, come on, come on. I got my to-do list. I want to let you know we need to worry about money today. You know, you still suck. And what else do I need to tell you? You don't look good. You're getting old. And we'll see. Well, you know, that's enough for now. And that self walks with you around the house. You wake up, get around, go to the shower, and look at you. Look at you. You don't even have enough shower gel. You don't even have money to buy what you need. Oh, have you paid your water bill today? You better don't use too much money and you're brushing your teeth. Don't you think you need to go to a dentist today? You know, we have that self. Wow, that was kind of scary. Where'd that come from? Can you imagine walking around and having another you invested in beating the life out of you, literally? And then sometimes we experience that. But through our spiritual work, through our spiritual practice, we get to cultivate a loving relationship with ourselves, with the divine. It doesn't matter. You cultivate a loving relationship with the divine. Guess what? You get to get the end result of that love. Because when you know God, when you know, not just an intellectual knowing what you read, knowing that Jesus spoke Aramaic and the King James Version is not a version, it's just the Bible. No, not that kind of intellectual knowing. A knowing in your body that you know you feel good, that you know you feel God, that you know you feel love, that you know you feel free, even though you don't have everything that you need. Through your spiritual practice, and you wake up in the morning and there's that other self that says, good morning, precious. Good morning, beloved. Good morning, beautiful. It's going to be a great day today. Yeah, take a shower. Be refreshed. Wow, look at your teeth. Your teeth are clean. Oh, well, you know, you have an appointment, but that's fine. Wow, you know, just have this other self. Because it happens, and you may not have it in a physical body, but we have it in our minds. It's this self-talk. Developing a wonderful relationship with yourself, that the thoughts about yourself makes you feel like, I love me for me. It takes work, but it's really a cosmic joke. It's a universal hide and seek. We really know who we are. We really know that we are loved. We really know we are free. We really know that who we really are is unconditional love. And some people say, well, I've never experienced that before. Oh, yes, you have. Oh, yes, you have. When you came through the birth canal and all that pain and that pushing and shoving and pulling caused you to have some kind of spiritual amnesia. And things are so heavy, moving so slow. It's like, oh, I don't know. What am I doing on this planet? And all your soul group people are saying, you said you were going on the planet and have fun. I know, but I can't remember why I'm here. It's okay. You're going to do it. And then something happens. For some of us, it's an accident. For some of us, it's an illness. For some of us, we just get so tired of living a life of struggle. And that internal alarm clock goes off. And you hear it, and you know that you cannot press the snooze button anymore. That it's time to wake up. You don't even know where you're going. You don't know what's going to happen. But that, and then, you know, there's sometimes you wake up and you want to go back to sleep, but that alarm clock just keeps going and going, and you say, okay, I'm up. Use me. That's what the show's about on Life Conversations Radio. That's what today's about. Someone who's taken matters into her own hands. She's going on an adventure in paradise. And guess what? She's taking us with her. She's like, hey, just jump in. You know, don't have to worry. Just meet me wherever you are. Do you have the courage to drop everything? Do you have courage to say, you know, I'm not going to drop everything. I'm going to take everything with me. My fears, my doubts, my worries. I don't even know if I'm going to get to where I'm going. But today, just for today, I'm going to try something different. I'm going to encourage myself. I'm going to practice. I'm going to just really, I'm just going to live in what I know. It's true. Journeying within the adventure of freedom. Freedom from judging others, from judging yourself. Freedom from knowing that you are loved unconditionally. We're going to talk more about that. Our guest is in the house. I'm ready to dance with her and see where we end up. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And we're taking your questions, your comments, your ideas, your thoughts, your fears, your worries. Post it on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page. Post it on there, call in with all of it. Let's be free today, just for today. Let's just set the intention to be free just for today. Oh, that's too much for you, just for today? Okay, well, just for the next hour to be free. You want to do that? Let's try that. Okay, that's still making you hyperventilate. Let's do it just for this moment. How about that? Just now. 347-426-3346. Now, we're going to take a quick break because we need to do this. It is just so important to do this. I need help. Where is it? There we go. This is dedicated to all of you who are jumping in the car with Robin and saying, you're going on an adventure, right? Take me with you. She said, come on, get in. This is Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, Adventure in Paradise. We'll be right back. Take a breath, take a breath right here.
Into the spiritual. Guess what?
I'm taking you with me.
Taking us with her. Yes, yes, yes. Activating your spiritual stimulus package. Take matters into your own hands. Come on, whatever you want to call. I wonder if Robin has a name for her car. Like, baby girl, I don't know where we're going today, but we're going somewhere. You think you're up for it? The car's like, I don't know. We'll find out. Yes, yes, yes. That's Michael Bernard Beckwith. The title of that track is Adventure in Paradise. Isn't that what life is about? Isn't that what we are all about? We're on this adventure called life. Sometimes it's messy, but we just keep going and take people with us. So when we say, I don't know if I can do this, we can send a tweet or Facebook message saying, people, I need some support. Love me on this trip. What's going on out there in the world? Well, let's bring this wonderful person. I something different today. Facebook has brought us together in a whole new way, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. And so you get to see different people on Facebook, people that you don't know that you know, but you really know them because they're really one. And sometimes some newsfeed just catches your attention. And I saw this newsfeed talking about, you know, I'm traveling around the world, I don't know where I'm going, I'm just getting in my car. I'm like, whoa! Man, you, what do you know? I don't. Please share some of that secret. And, read a little bit about Robin Harris. I'm just inspired, because it takes courage to just pick up and just do something like that. What some people will say is crazy, but many of great ideas, many of the things that we're using today that we swear by was once a crazy idea. How much do you trust your crazy ideas? Crazy ideas transform the world. And so this is somebody who's crazy enough to trust a crazy idea. So let's see what happens. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful friend, my wonderful guest, Robin Harris. Hello, Robin. How are you doing? Look at all those people in the back set. Just so excited to have you here.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for showing up.
Definitely.
And I'm looking forward to just sharing with you and hearing about your story. But before we go deep into that, I got to ask you, from your perspective, from your point of view, how you see yourself on a day-to-day basis, who are you? Who is Robin Harris?
Wow. who is Robin Harris? I think I'm discovering that now. I'm in the process of finding out who I am, because for a long time I forgot or I wasn't clear on that. So I'm really clear now. And who I am is I'm just a big ball of love. that's really the truth of who I am. It's just love. And then I'm getting back to that place. It's a good place to get back to. A good, peaceful place. Yeah.
I hear you. Can I ask you, are you on a speakerphone? It sounds a little bit, or maybe you're using the AirPods. Sometimes when people are using like a Bluetooth, they move the phone closer to them and it sounds closer. I don't know. I don't understand that. But if you are, maybe you can move the phone closer to you, because we want to feel your presence. We want you to feel close to us.
Okay. No, I'm here. I can change phone
laws
if you need me to.
Okay. Well, I think we're good for now. I think we're good. We'll make it work. And if you feel too far, we'll just come and drag and say, come on, lady, get close to us.
Let me know.
So you talk about being a big ball of love. And for me, love is freedom. When we understand love, when we embrace love, we will find our freedom. Let's start with you. You tell us about your story. You are traveling around the country right now, America, and I think you're planning going outside the country eventually. But how did all of this start?
Well, about 2 months ago, I was living somewhere that just wasn't a good fit for me. And I was asked to leave, and it was actually a huge blessing because I couldn't figure out on my own how to get out of there. I just felt stuck. So when they said, it's time for you to go, that was a chance for me to do anything. and I didn't have any money. I didn't have anywhere to go. I didn't have a plan. And so after the panic subsided, I said, okay, well, why not make it a good thing, make it an adventure, and go on a road trip. So that's where I am. I'm in the second month, and it's been amazing.
So this is you're in the second month now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this. You know, you had this wonderful healing angel said to you, it's time for you to go on an adventure because we came on this planet. I came here to support you. I know there's something in you that wants to express.
Right.
And they said, okay, it's time for you to go.
Yep.
You know, in that moment, was there a sense of how dare you, or did you just catch this idea of like, did you just catch something saying, you know, this is a good idea. What was that moment like before you decided on taking the road trips?
It was a moment of relief because I felt, like I said, just so stuck in the situation, and I could not figure out in my mind how to get out of it. So when they said it's time to go, it just was like a huge burden was lifted. You know, I didn't know how. I just knew that it was happening, and that was a really good feeling. That was a feeling of freedom right there.
So even what looked like somebody was kicking you out, pushing you out, shoving you out, they were actually supporting you and stepping into your greater yet to be and fully embodying that ball of love that you say you are, right?
Exactly. I mean, there was a moment of my feelings were a bit hurt. You know, how did you do this? But then the second moment was of just complete gratitude. And I just saw what a blessing that it was, because it really was a blessing. Very grateful for them.
And, you know, and that's the thing, because I think sometimes we in the spiritual community, that's my expertise. That's where I focus my attention on. It's like those of us who are waking up and deciding, choosing to live life fully. And it's something about, you know, when you said, how dare you, being angry, being frustrated. But sometimes I think that's not a spiritual thing, and we're not supposed to feel that. But sometimes, I mean, your feelings are just that. It's supposed where you just pay attention to them, and you had a choice. You could have just stayed in blame and get on Facebook and say, I just don't understand how people don't appreciate when they have somebody living with them that's so beautiful, they're all out of love, and they're all this joy, and they just, you got to leave. And people say, yeah, you know, people are mean today. Yeah, so, you know, it's easy to have those kind of conversations. But it takes courage to say, you know what, I'm going to just change. I'm going to transform this pain into pleasure. Now, I'm sure some of your people who are following you have a fan page, and we'll talk about that. Give that out to the listeners. I want to know is when you were told, Robin, it's time for you to take an adventure into your life, into yourself, in the adventure in paradise. You said, I don't have any money. I don't have no destination. I don't know where I want to go. I don't have any plans. But then you decide to go around the world with no money, no destination. Well, how does that work? What is it? What's that about? How do you? I mean, if you don't have any money, what pushed you forward? Because you got to buy gas. What was really happening? What was going on that made you say, I don't have any money. I don't have any destination. I don't even have a plan. But I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to keep driving.
Wow, that's called a complete lesson or expression in trust and faith. That's what it was for me. One of my mentors and teachers always said, the money is the only issue, there's no issue. And money was it. So I didn't let money stop me. I put out there to the universe what I needed in terms of gas, of food, of lodging. I put it on Facebook. I set my intentions, and I kept an open heart. And I just really believed and knew and trusted with my whole being that it all was well all the time, no matter how it looked, no matter how in lack I felt. I knew that I was always provided for, taken care of, and, you know, the universe is so abundant. There's no way that I would be left out there without having what I need. And that's been the case. I've always had what I've needed this entire time.
So let's do this. Let me be like the concerned parent. Like, Robin, I understand this faith thing and this trusting in God. I mean, I'm so proud of you. But where have you came to mind from? How are you putting gas in your car? How are you charging your phone? I'm concerned about your safety. What does this look like on a practical level? What are you doing, girl? How does that happen? What happens? Please tell me.
Wow, I've heard that over and over again from many concerned parents. I've heard that before. What does that look like? Wow. I mean, I when I travel, I'm very mindful of my safety. I'm aware of my surroundings. I'm cautious. But with that said, I'm not fearful about my journey. You know, I don't go at it from a place of fear. I don't, if I have to stay in my car for a night or I choose to, I just find a safe place and I send out some love and ask for, you know, the angels to come and hang out for the night and, you know, it's okay. As far as money, there have been times where I've had to stop where I am because I've run out of gas. And I just say, universe, do you have any, you know, I have a need. And, you know, it's never not been met. It's always someone's come through with $15 here for gas or money for food. It's just a matter of putting out there what I need, whatever that need is, whether it's emotional, whether it's financial, whether it's just whatever it is. And just being open to receive it and not being attached to how it comes, if that makes sense.
Right. You know, you said something that's crucial, and I want to kind of stay around that. There's a reason, you know, because that's the reason why some of us don't go after what we want, but we're afraid to go after what we want, or we talk ourselves to going after something we want, we need it, we desire, whatever it is we want to use, whichever way we want to qualify it, are those moments when we're out of gas. Say, okay, I want to do what Robin is doing. She inspires me, but what if I don't have money for gas? What am I going to do? Who am I going to call? I don't have any friends. So when you put your request out to the universe, how do you get the money? What happens? Does a friend call you? Do you just go in your account and somebody made a deposit? How does it actually happen? What are the practical things? Do you say, okay, for the next hour, I'm just going to stay in meditation and you're led to who to talk to and ask for money?
I see what you're saying. One time I was going to graduation on the East Coast and I was coming from Michigan, so it was quite a hike, and I got stopped in, I think, New York, I want to say, so I had a way to go, and I just went on Facebook. I said, hey, I'm in New York, I need some gas money. If you have anything to spare, go to PayPal for a few bucks in, that'd be great. And a few minutes later, someone did, was able to get there. Another time, I had the same thing happen, and no money came through at that moment, so I stayed where I was. And I said, okay, Spirit, you want me to stay here for a day or so? So what's here for me? So instead of looking at it as, oh, I'm stuck here, I can't go anywhere, I just looked at it as an opportunity to just see what was there, you know, what lesson, what experience was waiting for me in that place that I was gifted to stop in for the night or the day. So it's just about taking a new perspective on how things happen and why they happen for me.
Right. Right. Yeah. I also hear the awareness to get still. It's like you're living life truly on a moment-to-moment basis. So that causes you to be in the moment, to pay attention, and to communicate and ask for exactly what you need. You know, because with the trip you're taking, the journey you're taking doesn't mean, well, you know, it would be nice to have some money. No, you know you're on a journey. You need the money so you can go to the universe and say, I need money. Not, well, wouldn't be nice. I'm going to do an affirmation that I deserve money. I love myself. No. It's really clear. And I think when we're living life, and I think I'm thinking of Iella Van Zandt here. She one time said, you know, she said, if you're living life and you're just kind of moving through life, oh, this is cool, this is fine, then, you know, you're not really living. She said, you want to live where you're just peeing yourself. When you wake up and you pee yourself because you're so nervous, like, oh, my God, what now? What's going to happen? That's living on the edge, if you will. And in that place, when you're living on that edge and you know you got nobody but you, and when I say nobody, it doesn't mean there is other people, but you really have to tune into yourself. You got to pay attention to yourself and really ask for exactly what you want. I mean, that's just so important to ask for exactly what we want. Now, I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to start from, okay, where did you start from? Where have you been? And then let's take a ride with you. Let's see the world of America through your eyes. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to be back. And at 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. So stay tuned. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. My guest is Robin Harris. She's on a road trip. And let me see here. Let me multitask like men know how to do. Me multitask and do this and click that, push that button. And if you want to find out more about Robin Harris and her trip, and so much for the multitasking. You know, I was multitasking and multi-thinking. So, yeah, but anyway, let's go to Facebook, and you can go to Robin's Road Trip. I think that's right. Let me see. I can easily ask her. No, here it is. Yeah, Robin's Road Trip to Freedom. There it is, Robin's Road Trip to Freedom, and you can find out more about her and where she keeps people updated. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. You can post your questions as well on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach Ade, A-D-E, like page on Facebook. If you don't do Facebook, go to Life Conversations Media. LifeConversationsMedia.com and click the Ask Life Coach Ade menu. There's a drop down that says Ask Ask Ade. Don't worry, we're going to keep it simple because that's just too much information sometimes. Do this, do that, but it's okay. Maybe it's all up in my head. I think it is. People understand you, dude. Just calm down. They can follow you. Maybe you may have a problem following yourself. Anyway, I need a show that's going to change my life. Les Brown, what do you think?
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you too, Jack Armstrong. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Many blessings to you, the listening, our listeners. Those of you listening to the show live, on the phone, on the archive, thank you for sharing the show with your friends, your family members. We appreciate you. Thank you for spreading the word. Today we're talking journeying within, going within, the adventure of freedom. We're talking with Robin Harris, who is on a road trip to freedom, a road trip to connect with the truth of who she is, a road trip to embody her truth. And live life fully and face the fears, face the doubts, face the concerns and worries, all the things that come up that we normally run from. If you have any questions, number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad and we'll come to you. We got a question here, speaking of facing fears. It's right here. The question is from Glenda. She said, please ask her. She said, okay, I'm going to read it exactly because I don't want to trip myself up. She said, please ask her if she has fear coming up at any time, and what does she say to herself or do when it comes up? So, you know, I don't think Robin feels any fear at all. I mean, she's fearless, but maybe the time where fear just rises up, like rises this beautiful head, like, hey, I'm still here. So when the fear comes up, Glenda wants to know, when it rises up, when it comes up, what do you say to yourself? What do you do?
Wow. I have to confess, there is fear at times. when it comes up, I have to just really affirm to myself my affirmation that all is well. All is well. Forgive my dog in the background. He wants to go outside. I'm gonna let
him out. Yeah, it does. I got that. All is well. She got it.
Because the thing about fear is, what I learned from me is that it drains my energy. It just wears me out. And so I choose to not sit in fear anymore. I can't sit there. I choose to sit in the place of knowing that, like I said, all is well. And just of trust and of faith. And like right now, I have literally in my account $6. I have bills that I still do because I still have a life that's, you know, somewhere else. And I have things coming up that I want to do that I don't have the funds for at the moment. And there was a moment of fear this morning where I said, what am I going to do? But then I just took a breath and I processed through that. And I said, you know what? All is well. All is well. So I mean, it sounds simple to just say that I use an affirmation, but that's it. That gets me through so many fearful moments. Just a few words.
I hear you say you have to confess that there's fear, but you know, that's what makes what you're doing so inspiring. Because I tell you this right now. If I read about you and you travel around the world and you got your parents giving you the money you need and you have family members across your country and you have places to stay, I won't find it so inspiring. They'll be like, okay, good for you, big deal, you know. But it's the fact that I know your backstory, saying you didn't have any money, you didn't know where you're going, that's what made me say, you know, I want to have a conversation with her, because you are a representation of what people are dealing with. Each and every one of us, we're all on a journey to our own freedom. And there are times where fear comes up, you know, and that's really what life is about. How do we move forward when fear is in the way? What do we say to ourselves? How do we live when we only have $6 in our bank account? Somebody says, heck, my account is minus. It's a minus. I can't even bring it back to zero. Every time I put money in there, the bank hits me with another NSF. Like, it's been 5 days since you left. You've been overdrawn. Now we charge you another $35. So it's like, how do you get to that point? So really, you know, and I trust you're open. Part of my questions are going to go to that, you know, the human aspect of this trip. Because regardless of what happens where you go, if you choose to say, that's it, I'm not doing it anymore. So doing it for a month, that's an inspiration. You inspire others to face their own fears and go after what it is they say they want. Because I know you've learned a lot. Let's see. Let's do this. Before I go to Donna, I got a listener and they want to ask you a question. But I want to ask you this. So you started a journey where? And where did you go? Where have you been the last 30 days?
I started in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And you said, where am I today and where have I been?
Mm-hmm.
You said, where have I been? Or
yeah,
where
yeah, where
I
have you
today?
Been since? You started in Virginia and then you went where?
Oh, well, since then I've been to pretty much the whole, well, the East Coast primarily, New York, Maryland, D.C., Pennsylvania, and Ohio, and mm-hmm. Michigan. And now I've mm-hmm. headed back east and I'm in Pennsylvania again. So, and so each year I'll be heading out west to Oregon, California. So I'll be in those states.
Before I take this call, I want to ask you, are there times sometimes when you're driving and you just feel tears welling up? It doesn't have to be tears of sadness. It could be, but just of the moment. It's just you with you. You're driving some places. You may just be you and some trees, and you get to reflect. Do you have moments where it's just you and you, and you confront your life in a whole new way? And what comes up for you in those moments?
Wow, yes. Yes, I have. my GPS actually likes to take me scenic routes for some reason. I used to go to the little back roads and mountains and country roads. So I've had a lot of time to just really be by myself in those spaces. And I often stop and just sit and listen for what's coming up inside. And there's a lot in there that I haven't connected with in the past, a lot of hurt and sadness and pain. And that comes up a lot when I just allow it to, and I get still and I listen to it. So I've had a chance to really explore that. And it's been healing. It's been good.
Yes, it did. My guest is Robin Harris. She's on a road trip to freedom, road trip to herself, to embracing all that God is as her. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Let's go to Donna. Hello, Donna. How are you doing? Okay, let's try this again. All right. There you are. Donna, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what's your question or comment?
Well, first thing I have to say, Robin, I so admire you for what you're doing, and congratulations. And congratulations for showing up and actually talking about it, because last year I was kind of in a same situation that you're in right now, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to just, like, go, you know, travel and just, I thought that that's how I was going to feel, want my freedom. And last night I was driving home, and it came within me again. I said, it feels like I'm being called. I just want to go travel and just, like, go do something. And it's so funny because last year my excuse was I didn't have the money to do it. And this year I almost, I'm in a better position, but yet I still came up with all sorts of excuses last night of what would stop me from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, why did you do this? What's the real fundamental reason that really led you to do this?
A good question. What I felt like at first was that I had no choice. I had nowhere to go, like I said, and I figured, why not? But in my heart, I really did want to go on a trip. So, but the reason behind it, I wanted to wake up. I was living, I wasn't really living. I was just existing every day. I wasn't really engaged in life. I wasn't feeling joy. I wasn't feeling passion. I wasn't feeling happiness. And I wanted to wake up, and I figured an adventure might do that for me. So I just needed a change, and this was a way to get to one. This was a way to do that.
As you're experiencing it, like, what are you feeling? Decided to do it, like, what are you feeling?
I'm just feeling more present in life. I feel like I'm a part of it. As opposed to just, like I said, existing day to day, I feel more engaged. I'm more connected to people. because people that I hadn't seen in years, I've had a chance to see them and really spend time with them and connect. And I'm back in life now. I'm engaged again. And I wasn't before. So if that makes sense, I'm living. And I'm awake, and that feels good.
Wow. Wow. You said
very,
I'm engaged.
Very, very, very inspiring. Very inspiring.
Yes, indeed. Yes. So, Donna, you're going to be traveling? When are you leaving? Where are you going?
I was hesitant to say it because I said, oh, no, he's going to get on my case again. Because, you know, I need to be writing.
Look how powerful you are. I wasn't even thinking about that question. It just popped in my head.
Yeah,
so, see
right.
what you created?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like, it's just because that's what I feel. I feel I'm off track. I need to be writing. And for whatever reason, I feel I need to be, I just feel it. I mean, I don't need to travel to write. It's just that I feel that that's what my spirit is calling me to do. But I don't know. We'll see. I'll let you know. I'll let you know if I
know
let go
right.
of my monkey mind stories in my mind and just do it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's
Robin,
right.
I'll listen till the end of the show, and I'll let you know if you've inspired me to take action tomorrow.
Okay.
But, can I ask you one more question? Like you're saying, you don't know where you're going to stay and where you're going to – that just, like, just boggles me because how do you deal with that? Like, you don't know.
Right. Yeah, people don't quite get that, and I understand that. Well, my first night out, I was leaving from Virginia, and I had no clue where I wanted to go, but I knew I wanted to head towards New York. I said to my friends, I said, anyone have to stay for
a
night?
I think we're losing you a bit there. You said,
yeah,
well, it sounds like you underwater sound.
Oh, okay, is that better?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, you sound closer too. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to New York, so I put out a call to my friends. I said, anyone out there have space for me for a night? And no one was responding. I guess they were all going to go to holiday weekend. And no one, I got nothing. So... I said, okay, spirit, okay. And I was getting ready to leave the library where I was. And before I did, I got an email from a lady on my Facebook page who said, I have a bed and breakfast in New York in the mountains. If you want to come, you're welcome. And so I was there the next day. And my point to the story was that you just have to really trust that the place you're supposed to be will have a place for you, if that makes sense. I've never not had somewhere to go. I mean, people have been so open and welcoming, and it's been incredible. And again, it's about, like you said, about asking for what I need and what I want, and it shows up. I have to trust it.
Yes. Thank you, Donna, for the questions, and I can see your mind. You said it boggles your mind, and I get it. I understand. So thank you. We're going to do Celeste for a moment. But I want to say this before we go to Celeste. It's, you know, as I listen to you, what's coming up for me is unless you've actually done something like that, the mind, the egoic mind says, but how? And one of the things, what if you don't have this? What if you don't have that? What about that? What about this? But for you, when you're in that space, you are so in the moment that on an unconscious level, you just know there's going to be an answer. You know, it's almost, it's holy boldness. Like, you dare life to give you what you want because you know you want to sleep somewhere tonight. So it's not even like, what if I don't? You don't have the luxury to focus on what if you don't have a place to sleep, what if you don't have you it's like it's a different kind of survival, you know, embodying your truth. That's what I hear. That like you just like it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
you know?
There's no doubt. There's no questioning, there's no wondering, there's no doubt. Because you know, I got in my car and I said, okay, I'm gonna go to New York and I'm gonna see what happens. But before I had to do that, something came up. But even if it hadn't opened up, I would have still gone because I knew that at the end of the night it would be okay. All was well. All
is well.
It's about surrender and trust, complete trust. And
for the listeners who are wondering, how do you do that? Go on a road trip. when it's just you and you, you know, you have no other option than to trust. That's when your feelings and your thoughts come together. They become one, and the universe conspires to give you what you want, what you desire, what you want to experience. Something will always show up. Let's do a moment, and we're going to continue the conversation with Robin Harris. And now it's time for Celestial Moment. Well, yeah, with Celeste Morgan. There you go. I knew what I was going to say. All right, Celeste, you're live. How are you doing, my friend?
Inspired by my modern day Zora Neale Hurston. Robin, you're a writer, right?
I am. Yeah.
Robin, you are a writer, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, I have a gift for you.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you've named your car yet, but as you were speaking, and sharing your story, and I have checked out Road Trip to Freedom, and I saw your writing for myself, I had a vision of Zora Neale Hurston and her car, Sassy Susie. Now, this woman embarked on her journey in 1927, collecting stories. And I remember this part that you wrote about driving, writing.
And I think we lost her. Celeste, are you there?
Yeah, I think we lost her.
She was going to call. Oh, there she is. Celeste, are you there?
Wow. Yeah, I'm right here. Energy, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway,
okay.
Sassy Susie is watching over you and Zora Neale Hurston. And as you collect those stories, I look forward to reading your book. Many, many blessings to you, Robin Harris. Now, it's very interesting. I want you to pay attention to H, Zora Neale Hurston, Robin Harris. So the Celestial Moment is dedicated to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good afternoon. Oh, a day.
Wow,
forgive me, my brother, man.
Celeste, we've lost you again. I don't know if you can hear us. Celeste, where are you?
I'm going to call back in from another number. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. You said you're going to call from another number. Yes, we can hear you. Okay, call
I don't
from
know.
Another number.
Yes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that so I can give Robin her gift.
Yes, we want you to give her gift. Now, something in the chat which I really like, and, you know, this is something that, this is for you. Glenda in the chat room said, what I'm hearing is that she openly expressed her journey on Facebook. And, okay, let's try this. Wait a minute. What is really going on? Okay, let's try this. Okay, we're going to do something here. All right, so let me read this again. We've got some technical stuff going on. Glenda said, what I'm hearing is that she openly expressed her journey on Facebook. And so her needs were read by those on Facebook. That seems like it makes it easier for the solution to come because it is not totally the same as someone who just got in the car and drove with no one knowing their needs. So in a sense, the Facebook community is the resource pool of the faith and receiving. What do you think about that, Robin?
That's a fair question, definitely. I have another page called Choose Happiness, where mainly people on the new page, where they all came from. That's a pretty big community. And they've been a big source of my support. With that said, I wasn't relying on them to do anything for me but join me on the journey. You know, I didn't expect places to stay or money. If I had a need, I would ask for it. And sometimes it came, sometimes it didn't come. So it wasn't like it was just money just free-flowing to me and overabundance of places to stay. It wasn't like that. I still had to put out there what I needed, and it didn't always come from them. It came from other places, well, people I had never known before, from Facebook or anywhere else. It came from. So it wasn't really a safety net, but it was a nice support to have in place. I think had I not happened there, I still would have gone.
Indeed.
Because they're one source of many, 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 many sources.
Yes, indeed.
So,
you
better
speak.
Yeah.
That is so true. Facebook, when I read that and when I hear it, I mean, Facebook is just a reflection of God, source, divine intelligence, to put your request out. And any and everybody, everybody that has gone on an expedition and a road journey to freedom, there's always someone to reach out to. And that's the lesson, that yes, we've got to do our own individual work, but we must not forget our community. Because some people may never get a chance to go on a road trip by themselves for whatever reason, but you will inspire them to live their life fully where they are. And now, how can I inspire myself, or how can I go on a road trip to freedom if I don't think I can get in the car? Support somebody else that's doing it. You know, it could be through money. Say, no, I have a friend that lives here. Oh, I got a vacation house here. You can stay there. Because really, when you are free, everybody free. When I'm free, you're free. So, I definitely get it. And it's about asking. Yeah. Because most of us are stuck because we don't want to ask. We don't want to be judged. We don't want people to criticize us. The real thing is being able to ask, right?
That's so true. That's so true. And another part of that, for me, you said community. That, I mean, when I left, I felt like, or having the past, I felt very alone. Like, I had to do it all on my own. It's just me. No one to depend on. And I really learned that that's not true. That's not true at all on this trip. I've got so much support, whether it's from Facebook, whether it's from people I've never met before, whether it's from just so much support. You know, we're never alone. I'm learning that. You know?
Yes.
That's a great lesson.
I hear you. Let's go back to Celestia's back in the house. And Glenda said that non-physical beings are trying to talk. Well, they need to use a language we can understand.
Right?
There's no need for stillness and like, speak up. Anyway, you're back, Celeste. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Much better, yes.
Wow, that was intense. But did Robin catch Zorino Hurston?
I did.
Yes, we got that.
Wonderful.
Got that.
Good, good, good. Let's just get right to it because I actually hear static on my line right now. This is great. I'm going to receive it. Hopefully you all can hear me clearly. But good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Thursday, July 5th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2024. Add 2024.
You get silence.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, this is so
I surrender.
Funny. Yeah, this is
I surrender. You can't hear a thing.
Show with no glitch. What do you do in this moment? You trust the process.
Okay. Wow. I surrender. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I don't know if anyone else can.
Okay, Glenda says she can hear you. I don't get it.
Okay, you can't hear me.
All right, Robin, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah.
Wow. You know?
Can you hear me?
There's so much interference. I can't hear anything.
All right, those of you in the chat room, let me know if you can still hear Celeste. And maybe it's me that can't, and maybe I'm the one. Okay, I can hear Celeste. I can hear clearly. Go on, Celeste. Oh, that's it. Don't listen to the host. Just I hear Robin.
Hello. I love that
like
it's just my family. I know they didn't, but I love you guys. I feel your
okay,
support.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do.
Yes.
You start wherever you need to start. I do what I need to do so I can hear this beautiful conversation. I don't know what's going on. Okay, let me get some sage. All right, I'll be quiet now.
It's the angels. Okay, it's Thursday, July 5th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2024. Add 2024 and the energy of the day equals 8. 8 is the number of infinity. 8 also represents balance. In Mother Peace Tarot, 8 shows up as justice. 8 is also the otter in medicine cards, which reminds us of the beauty and power of balanced femininity when we tap into our woman medicine, the cosmic dance between water and earth, the receptive energies. The 8th letter of the alphabet is H, and we learned from a former guest that H is called the holy letter. Could it be because its very shape suggests support? Ever notice how the small H looks like a chair? Interesting. Words like heaven, hearing, and hospitable suggest the loving care find in the healing energy of the number 8. The number 8 also shows up as the strength card and affirmations for the everyday goddess, and that is where we're going to put the spotlight today.
While strength is traditionally pictured as a woman taming a lion by keeping its mouth shut, on my card, we have a goddess walking in the woods with her power animals alongside her. Her companions are a tiger on her left and a leopard on her right. They walk of their own free will. No taming for these friends, for she has fueled her own fire with her inner resources and vitality by taking care of herself. She is united in body, mind, and spirit. Therefore, she is able to fully show up in her life, allowing the energy to flow. She embodies the words of Saint Teresa of Avila, who reminded, "The divine has no body on earth but yours. No hands but yours. No feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which the divine compassion is to look out to the world. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless men now. Right where you are, you pull life force energy to create and direct on this earthly plane. What is your energy manifesting? Which companions are walking with you? Is it a natural give and take, or is your life force energy being drained? Check in, for even if you feel stagnant, the energy is still moving. Perhaps it's time to be a pioneer in your own life and see where your roads lead to a stronger sense of your inner peace, freedom, and personal integrity. Now go and do your best work. Be a blessing when you show up. All is well." And that's the story of eight told through the strength card of the everyday goddess. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Ha, Fuja. I'm here. Hey, thank you. Everybody's telling me, no, it's you. The last time we heard her clearly. I don't understand. I think I know what's happening. Glenda just told me. She pulled a card, right? And she told me what's happening. She said, it's the non-physical beings. They're trying to swoop me up. So if some of you guys don't hear me, Robin, if you don't hear me, you and Celeste just keep talking back and forth, okay?
Well, but I'm going to tell you, there's a very powerful ancestral dance that's been happening on Life Conversations Radio, and I'm just receiving all of this as a big yes to whatever anybody is listening, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because I feel like it's an applause. Congratulations.
And no, that's right. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's what's up. That. Robin, I'll be checking out on Facebook. All right, people. Thank you.
Thank you. Robin, let's go back to the chat room. My life, my choice. Dr. Wendy said, regarding the Facebook comment, she said, where is the scroll up here? She said, it's also about having clarity around your wanting. When you have that, it can be easier to ask. And I really get that, too. It's like, you know, you're clear about what you want, so asking becomes easy. And but in addition, Facebook is one of the resources, but it's like the universe can use any and everything to get to us. But we must be willing to ask. And let go of what it looks like. Because that's what I hear when I hear your story. I mean, you said you left with no money, no destination, no plan, and you're still here 30 days later, getting ready to go. Today you're faced with, I only have $6 in my account. I'm going to just take it upon myself right now. If you are inspired by this conversation, and I'm going to get, you didn't ask me to do this. Let's just really be clear. You know, if you've been inspired, if this has caused you to have an aha moment, you have to say, oh, my God, I never looked at it that way. Tie to Robin today. Tie something to her. Tie 5%, 10%, whatever. Tie something that she's inspired you to believe in yourself. Now, Robin, I know you and I didn't talk about this. I'm going with what I feel, and so there it is. If somebody wants to donate to you, want to contribute to your journey to freedom, how can they donate to you? We haven't finished yet, but just that's coming up for me, and I'm putting it out there.
Oh, okay. They can. You said go ahead and share now, or?
Yeah. Let's announce it now. We're going to take care of business so we can continue the conversation. How can they donate to you? Is there PayPal? Is there like a button, or can they use an email address?
They sure can. PayPal is perfect. They can do it as a gift, and there are no fees attached. And use my email.
Okay.
It's Robin, R-O-B-I-N, dot choose happiness, all one word, at gmail.com.
Okay, so that's Robin, R-O-B-I-N, dot choose happiness, at gmail.com, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, cool. Now, here's an important thing to know.
Mm-hmm.
When you do it, let me go this, I can tell you. Facebook, PayPal, they work different ways. Since it's a gift, it's a tithe, you want to make sure that everything that you give goes to Robin. So I'm signing into my account so I can, I know they've updated a site so that you can do it. And she gets everything that you give rather than sharing it with Brother PayPal. You know, it's a gift, so Brother PayPal don't have to share this gift. But then again, wait a minute. Well, anyway, let's see. I'm loading up that page and we'll get to it. There we go. Send money. Let's click here. And even if you don't have PayPal, if people don't have PayPal, can they still send money to you? Can they still give you a gift? I think there's got to be a way to do it.
Oh, yeah, they sure can. They can still use PayPal without having an account. There's an option for
okay.
that here.
Yes, indeed. You're right, yes. And they'll just go in there. And make sure you click personal. When you click personal, you got different options. Gift, payment owed, cash advance, living expenses. Just click the gift. So that way she gets just what you're sending her, rather than it's not a purchase. Yes, so you're not forced to do anything, but you have been inspired by this conversation. If Robin inspires you and you want to support that inspiration, you're looking for somewhere to tithe and you're not quite sure, the email address once again is robin.choosehappiness@gmail.com. Now, let's continue this conversation, my dear friend. Now, 30 days ago or so, you said, you know, I got to leave. This is my opportunity. I've always wanted to travel. There was a way you saw yourself then. And now, 30 days later, what is different about you so far?
What is different? I think the main thing right now is what I said a little bit ago is about how I'm really not alone here and how connected we all are. So I think I'm more connected to my community, to my family, to my friends. I really deepen those ties and those bonds. But I think I'm a little bit more grounded than I was when I left in lots of different ways. So.
Right. So for me, when I look at this, I see it's, as I said before, and I said on the show, it's you are literally, you put yourself perfectly in a space and a place to embody your spiritual truth. Have you discovered a spiritual truth that you got intellectually, you made sense intellectually, but you struggle with applying it in your life, and now you've actually embodied it on this journey?
Wow, I think haven't quite yet gotten there to the embodiment part of it, but I'm getting there. And I think it's that I have a place and a purpose here. And I know in my heart that I do, but I don't often know how to walk that. So I'm learning how to do that on this journey, how to let me take my place and live my purpose, whatever that might be.
Right. So now, what are the plans for the future? Where are you going next? What are you going to do? What do you see happening?
Well, right now I am house sitting for a friend in Pennsylvania, and I'll be here for about a week. And then I'll be headed to probably up north, New York again, Canada, and then out west to Oregon. Those are my plans.
And, you know, I just made a request to our listeners, and even those of you listening to the show in the archives, the show is not live. Well, no, your money is always alive. So if you're inspired, those of you listening to the show in the archives, because when you listen to it, you're like now. Right now is like now. So you can still contribute. But I want to ask you, as you move forward, what are some of the things other than money? Some say, I really want to, but, you know, I can't, I don't have any money. I don't even know what I'm going to eat. I feel like I'm on the road to freedom myself. But what other things have you found that would be supportive? What things have you learned in this journey to help you keep moving forward that maybe listeners would know of someone or something that could support you on this journey?
Wow. You know, what I always ask for on my page is, you know, you can't get financial aid, that's fine. You know, give an encouraging word. Give me an email with some positive thoughts. Put out some good vibes for me. Because those really help. And when I have days where I kind of lose my way, I go back to those emails and I look at the support that I've gotten from people in that way. And it helps. So you know, just send out something good.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, and that's and you. I've seen you demonstrate that. I remember one time I saw a post from you, and you said, "I need some encouragement." And yeah. I saw it. I had to share something, and it was powerful for me to be that vulnerable, if you will, because the human mind can say, "Well, if she goes on a trip, then you know she needs to be ready for whatever comes up." But you, and you are such in a place where you're saying, I am ready to receive, you're committed to this mission that is much bigger than you anyway, because I believe this is bigger than you, it's part of your life experience, and this is going to inspire other people years and years to come. You know, maybe a mother, a father, somebody hears this conversation, it would be a catalyst for them changing their lives and how they parent and how they love. And then the child, the daughter, the niece, nephew, whatever, would say, I remember this woman that my mother, my father always told me I can do anything. It's all about my freedom. And you're leaving a legacy right now that goes beyond time and space. And, you know, so words of wisdom always help. People saying you're doing it. I mean, I see things on your other wall as well. People saying we're thinking about you, and I think that's great. We need to understand that those make a difference. I know for me there are times I'm not feeling too good. And I'm doubting my work, I'm doubting myself, I'm discouraged by what I can't seem to do or bill that I can't pay, a text will come in or I read an email that was sent to me before, and it just brings me back into alignment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes such a difference, especially in the world now where it appears that we have everything we need. And there's some of us who are not me. We really need to build a tribe, a community of love and support, and not always think money is the only way to support somebody. Yeah. And speaking of which, Donna, in she's talking to me on Facebook, she said, if you come to Canada, Montreal, you've got a place to come. She said, I open my home to her wholeheartedly. Tell her live. She said, tell her live. Yeah. Watch this day. Don't tell her later. Don't send an email. Tell her whenever. Put it. Let's put it on the. Let's record this conversation whenever. If you're coming to Canada, you got a place to stay.
Donna, what did you say? Thank you. I look forward to meeting you. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Now, so I should get. You know, you're moving forward. You can do. I mean, every day is really a new phase, a new beginning. What do you intend to happen for what's coming up?
Travel-wise or just in general?
Yeah, travel-wise. Because are you just going to travel around America, or are you actually going into and going to other countries as well?
I am.
So
I'll be doing that. Probably, I'll probably be traveling for another 2 or 3 months. And then
okay.
I'm going to find somewhere to plant some roots and get settled again.
So what would you like to see happen as you move forward on this trip to freedom when you're within America, when you go to other countries, with yourself, if you just have a chance to sit back and say, okay, Robin, you're on this road trip. It's been good. There's been challenging times. There's been things that come up. Now, moving forward, what would I like to see, Robin? What would you like to see? You know, if you could just make a request and the universe comes up to you like a waiter and it says, okay, how may I serve you, Robin? What would you want to request for? What would you want to be served?
Wow. I want people to see me as an example, if I am one for them, and really go and embrace their life. And embrace their happiness and find the joy in living. That's really what I want people to do. Because I watched my own mother and grandmother never get to that place. They never found their joy. And that was so sad to me, that they had these beautiful, brilliant lives, but they weren't really living them. And I want folks to go out there and live. I want people to live. I want people to be kind and be gentle with themselves and each other, and to just find the goodness in life, and to just live that. Just live in love, live at love. That's what I want.
That's a powerful thing you just said, you know, when you talk about your mother and your grandmother. And right now, you know, we are inspired by your stories, your experience, but you're actually healing your ancestral lines. You know, you're healing those who came before you. of what they couldn't do or what they didn't allow themselves to do or what they didn't think to do. And now you're healing that in the present. And that's what I believe we're here to do, each and every one of us, you know, to bring healing to what didn't happen, to bring it rather than judgment. Some of us get caught up in judging and blaming what didn't happen. But for me, I see your act, what you're doing is an act of healing, saying, you know, I saw that happen in my family and I want to correct that. I want to correct that for me. And then somebody else in your family would say, you know, Robin, she inspires me, and that keeps going. What about, and speaking of your mom and your dad, what about other family members, your dad or brother, sisters? You have any brothers, sisters? How they feel about you
on this road trip to freedom? I'm only 12. It's just me.
Okay.
And my father, I didn't know growing up, and my mother is passed. So it's, in some ways, it's just I'm kind of an orphan, I feel like, some days. Well, I have a tribe and friends that I've made into family, I still feel somewhat on my own in some days. So just put me out there in terms of mom and dad. But I think that's probably a good thing. I think they would be worried if they were here.
Yeah. And they're saying, go, baby, go. You can do it. You can do it. We got you. You got Angel is just pushing you forward. I don't know. We got you. We'll pick you up and fly for you. Now, I just had this thought come up. You talk about, you said you're the only child, and sometimes you say sometimes you feel like an orphan. But being the only child, does it make it easy for you because you're used to being the only one being in a car, driving around by yourself? I'm just wondering, maybe, I mean, you may not, well, does it? Because I have brothers, I have a brother and two sisters, and I sort of live a life of just me, but I know they're there. So I'm just wondering, being the only child, does it make it easy for you to be in your car, just you and yourself and nature and people passing you?
I think so. My mother really raised me to appreciate alone time, because I had a lot of it. I don't mind being quiet. I don't mind just getting a book and sitting somewhere to read, you know, for a few hours or being outside alone. I enjoy that. So I think that has supported me in this, definitely.
Has this experience caused you to be less, what's the word I'm looking for? Let me describe what's coming up for me. It's this, you know, there's a space if we're at home and, you know, things are sort of moving along. You know, we worry about not having this, worry about not having that, and wish we had this, wish we had that. This experience, this journey, this trip you're taking, does it help you in being grateful for what you have rather than worrying about or wishing you have this, wishing you have that?
Yes. Definitely. This has been such a lesson in gratitude. Because there's so much to be thankful for at every turn. I mean, for the support, just for the beauty of the journey itself, for the mountain that I passed coming up here. It's just so much gratitude. I'll just stop the car wherever I am and just get out and just give up thanks. Just say thank you. Just where I am for that right there moment. And so it really helped me appreciate what I do have as opposed to focusing on what I don't have or what's not there.
Yes, I can so feel that. I can so feel that. If you want to connect or to connect with Robin, she has a like page, a fan page, called Robin's Road Trip to Freedom. Robin's Road Trip to Freedom. Go up there. She keeps you updated with what she's good. When her journey, what she's going through, whenever she can get to the internet, you know, which is had enough sleep, you know. So if you don't get an update from her 2 or 3 days, don't trip. Don't just calm down. She's working on it. You know, she'll get to it. There's one here that she has, the latest one. I think you wrote that, an attitude of gratitude and, you know, all the commissions. So you get to follow her experience. Before you go, let me ask you this. What has been your most fearful, scariest experience and your most liberating and joyful experience so far?
Wow. I'll start with the joyful. I got to spend time with a great aunt and a cousin who are 93 and 94. And just being in the present and hearing their stories just really opened my heart so much. And I probably wouldn't have been able to do that had I not been on the trip or wouldn't have made the time to do that. So that was just a really joyful time for me to be with them. And fearful, I have to say it was that initial moment before I left where I knew that I didn't have a plan, didn't have anywhere to go. That was the most fearful. But once I subsided, it hasn't been, there have been moments, but nothing that was like that kind of fear. Moments that
I do get that. So do you have thoughts sometimes that you say, you know, well, I mean, this is all good and it's fine and very spiritual, but I think you just need to go back home and get yourself a job, get a car, you know, get a job and, you know, write a book. You like to write anyway, but why go from state to state? Do you get those thoughts? Do they come up?
Oh, yes, quite often.
Then they'll be like, girl, let's talk. Okay, so how do you deal with that?
You know, I wouldn't trade this for anything. People that I have met on this trip have changed my life. The conversations, the heart-to-heart moments, the tears, the laughter, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I mean, I've met and stayed with probably 30 people over the past 2 months. Some I knew, some I didn't know. But those moments changed my life. And you couldn't pay me to get a J-O-B and get a, you know, right now. You couldn't pay me to do it. This is my job, right? This is my life purpose right in this moment. And I say yes, thank you. So I'm good at where I am. I'm okay. All is well.
Good idea. Pain that, you know, your life, you're living your life based on the statement, pain pushes until vision pulls. Vision is pulling you now that you just can't even go back. And I appreciate your honesty when you say those thoughts come up quite often, because there's a tendency to believe that people who are out there living their dreams, feeling free, inspiring other people, writing a book, doing a show, radio or TV, or what, people that inspire us, there's a tendency sometimes for us humans to think those people don't have challenges. There's a tendency to get caught up in the limelight of the stars that we see and making so much money on one movie or whatever, that they don't have challenges. And you say, you know, the thought comes up and say, well, I mean, it's good. Okay, people are inspired. Okay, you made a point. You made your point already. Go get a job. Go back. And that's the challenge of life. You know, because it's almost like the story of Jesus, and they say the story of Jesus and the devil, and the devil says, you're a child of God, why don't you do this, and why don't you just jump up from up here? And for me, I see that story as there was that egoic mind, there is that deceiving energy in Jesus' mind saying, okay, if you think you're all that, why don't you jump? Why don't you turn the stone to bread? But you bring yourself back to that Christ consciousness, that God mind, and say, no, it's not even an option. So as we all move forward in our journey to freedom, we're going to have questions. We're going to have thoughts and doubts about, is this a good idea? I have my moments with the radio. I mean, I love it. I can't imagine doing anything else. I mean, there's other things that I do. But I would say this on the radio, or people say, you do your show Monday to Thursday? How do you do it? And I tell them, if I wasn't doing this, this is what I'd be doing. You know? So... And there are times that are challenging. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that's challenging. But with all the thoughts and saying, well, you know, what are you teaching? You're not teaching anything new. I'd say to myself, it really doesn't matter, because I really know this is about a soul mission. This is about a soul experience. This is about really living life fully. And anything that we do that makes our hearts sing is really about us ultimately. Now, we can turn into a business. But ultimately, it's about us. It's about our own salvation, our own freedom, our own self-expression. And before we release you, what would you like to share with the listeners, people who are saying, I'm inspired, I'm going to get on and go on a road trip, I'm going to follow my passion, follow my dreams, follow my purpose, or people saying, well, good for her, I think she's more spiritual than me, or anything else that you're really feeling. This is your moment to just share with us and anything else you want us to know.
Wow. First thing I would say was, No one else has to understand your journey, whatever that is. If it's in your heart, mm-hmm. if it makes your heart sing, go for it. You know, we get one chance to be who we are in this lifetime. Make the most mm-hmm. of it. Enjoy it. Be happy. The other thing I would say was, you are more capable and competent than you have given yourself credit for, than you can ever imagine. Again, that's what for me, I had no clue that I was this strong, this able, this willing, this trusting. I had no idea. But we really are. So if that thought to do it is in you, go for it, because you really can do it. You know? And don't think, what's the worst that could happen? Think, what's the best that could happen? And call that forward. You know, just go for it. Enjoy the process. Have fun.
Life is a process, and enjoy it. Enjoy it rather than think of the risk. Think of the reward. We focus sometimes too much on the risk that we miss the reward. Yeah. And Wendy in the chat room said, isn't it wonderful how wonderful the desire to do is greater than the desire not to follow where she is being led? You know, that's amazing. There's something in you so strong that's calling you forward in spite of the thoughts, in spite of logic, and saying, don't do it. And all the thoughts that would rather you play small, that egoic mind, and you're saying, I get it, I hear it, it makes sense if I'm living from that space and consciousness, but I know this is so much more. And really, what you're doing now, you could not do this. You came here to do this, and you said yes. And you had a wonderful healing angel to say, it's time for you to step up. This is your alarm clock. So, Robin, I want to thank you for sharing your story. I want to thank you for just maybe, I'm clear about this. You don't have to tell me that some of the questions I asked you, you weren't expecting it. So, and I appreciate your honesty, because I wanted your story to inspire me, the listeners, to see that, you know, no matter what, we can get on our journey to freedom and really learn to be with self and trust the process of life. And that's what you're doing. And we'll definitely want to bring you back later on again and see where you are, what you've learned. And we want to bring you back when your book is published. We want to bring you back when you've done your documentary. Well, we're just going to keep bringing you back so you can talk about your trip, your trip to freedom, whatever that is for the listeners, you know, whatever that is. I really thank you. I appreciate you for living out loud and loving out loud and just saying yes to the universe.
It's just so great to be here. Thank you for letting me just share. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And once again, listeners, this is my request, not Robin. This is my request. If you're inspired by her story, contribute. And if you don't know how, if you can't do money, if you just think, I don't know, or if you think, I don't give people my money. My grandfather told me never give money. Because whatever it is, there's something to give to share. And if you want to continue to follow her, she's on Facebook. She has a like page, a fan page. And it is Robin's Road Trip to Freedom. Let's see. Yeah, Robin's Road Trip to Freedom. All you got to do is just click the like button. You know, even that. And then every now and then, maybe during your meditation, Spirit will lead you to go put an inspiration word on there to let her know. Let her know how much she's inspired you. Let her know what shifted for you from listening to her. Let her know what happened in your beingness by listening to her conversation. Maybe it caused you to want to step out, but you're still afraid. That's fine. It doesn't have to be like, well, you spot me now. I took a bungee jump and now I never knew I could do it. Now I'm skydiving. Maybe, maybe not. But maybe she inspired you to look at yourself differently. Maybe she inspired you to just be gentle with yourself. Whatever it is, leave a post for her. Encourage her. And guess what? You only get to keep what you give away. So when you give the words of inspiration, you catch it first. You catch it first. When you praise somebody, you're raised in consciousness. If you judge, criticize somebody, you become that you judge and criticize. We're all here to make a difference. Some people have left this planet because they were afraid, or they couldn't do it, or they gave them a reason not to go on. Some of us are living that right now. Let's join force together when we talk about independence. What does it mean to set yourself free from your challenges, from your fear? Now, when we set ourselves free from our challenges, our fears, and all the doubts and whatever, doesn't mean it doesn't come up, as Robin just shared. Sometimes she has that thought saying, yeah, that's all good. You've gone 30 days or whatever. It's time to go back. But she still keeps moving on. That's a life well lived. That's a life well lived. Don't fool yourself that people out there that you admire, your mentor, don't have challenges. If you've allowed yourself to believe that, just delete that programming. It is not true. Everybody has something they're going through and growing through. And I'm so moved and so inspired by Robin today. I'm so grateful. I've been looking forward to this show because I bring leaders, I bring teachers and shamans and people who are just reminding us who we are. But I also want to bring people who are practicing the principles, because sometimes we get caught up in the teachers and say, oh, yeah, they're great. The Wayne Dyer's and this, and oh, yeah, they're so spiritual. So are you, and so are we. You and we and all of us are one. All of us. All of us that are united in spirit. Let's see, what's a nice song? Oh, I know what song to play, and then I'll come back and do my final thought, and we'll release the show. I love you. No, we're not going yet. I still love you, though, but no, none of that yet. Let's play the song for us. And once again, Robin's email address, if you're inspired, if you're led to contribute to her financially, is robin.choosehappiness@gmail.com. robin.choosehappiness@gmail.com. Even if it's a dollar, even if it's 50 cents, even if it's five, and if you feel inspired, if somehow you feel to give $1,000, whatever, you know, if you have another idea, maybe you're feeling something that you think, I want to share this with her, but I'm just trust your gut, trust your feeling, trust your intuition. And this is a prayer for all of us. For all of us, because there are times where you just feel like, I don't think I can do this. What's the point? But it's about swallowing our fears, swallowing all that's holding us back from living life. Regular listeners, you know this song, but it's the best song to listen to right now. We're going to take a break. This is State of Man, and the song is Swallow Your Fears. And the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And if you're inspired by Robin's story, share the story with us. Share it on Past Life Coach Addict Fan Page. Let us know what happened to you. We'll be right back.
Something in the way. Don't act
state of man. Swallow your tears.
Swallow the things that hold you back. That hold you back from living life.
Yes, indeed. Swallow your fears. Swallow all the things that are holding you back from living life. And when you swallow it, you digest it. Your body takes out what it needs and eliminates the rest. And you have no choice but to keep moving forward. That's what Robin just shared with us. Like, you know, I had the fear initially, but now I've gone too far to come back now. What song is that? Is that Mary J? I don't know. But anyway, it's a song in my head. But let's stay focused. Tamara, a spiritual midwife, said, great show, she inspired me. She said, I hear the words road trip. Oh, wait, road trip requires a car. Guess I better create and manifest a car now. Well, maybe a road trip doesn't require a car. Maybe it's an RV, a group of people traveling together, inspiring others. What do you think about that? Donna said, whoa. I'm in tears with a whole slew of emotions, but mostly a huge pull to honor what my heart is crying for. Yes, yes, yes. Truly, 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 indeed. Robin gave us a gift. She's been a representation for what is true and reminding us to wake up, to swallow our fears. Swallow your fears. State of Man. To find out more about them, the website address is stateofmanmusic.com. stateofmanmusic.com. You can download their songs on iTunes as well. It's time to release the show. I got a nice song to play. You know, I don't know. Today's sort of like I don't know about you, but for me, it's sort of emotional. Emotional in a heavy way. Well, it is heavy. What are you talking about? I don't know. Is it heavy? I just feel raw. That's what it is. I feel raw. I feel vulnerable. I feel like I'm in this space of in touch with something. I'm not quite sure what it is. And then, you know, having a conversation with Robin, first time I spoke to her on the phone, you know, I was looking at where am I playing small in my life, you know, and I guess that's what's coming up stronger and stronger. Where else am I playing small in my life? Because we can get so good at doing one thing and we think that's good enough, but your heart is saying there's more, there's more, there's more, because we're here to grow, we're here to transform, we're here to inspire. We're here to allow the inspiration, that inner breath of God that breathes forth life, to breathe life into existence. So if you're touched right now through rubbing the universe, God, Spirit, the Christ consciousness, whatever you want to call it, Buddha, Allah, is breathing itself, herself, itself into you and saying, wake up, live life fully, live more, make a difference. Start with loving yourself. Start with honoring yourself. Start with being gentle with yourself. It's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back on Monday. I don't even know what today is. You know, when you're just doing what you love, when you're just in the moment, days become irrelevant. People say TGIF, like, what's that? Oh, today's Thursday? Oh, today's Friday? Oh, I don't know. But here's a flip, TGIF, if you haven't heard it before, when people say TGIF, remind yourself, thank God I am free. Forget Friday, because Friday just means you're 2 days away from Monday, okay? Yeah, I'm going to go there. So when you hear TGIF, I said you're free, and then on Monday you're back into the plantation. No, remind yourself, TGIF, thank God I'm free. You're free to be you. You're free to choose differently. Here's a song. But before the song, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And it sounds like I said that before. I don't know. And even if I did, I want to say it again. I want to invite you to be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. Because that's what you're going to take with you when you leave this body. That's what's going to bring you peace, being true to yourself. Sometimes you're going to compromise your values, your integrity, but bring yourself back into alignment. Say, I'm choosing again. We always have an opportunity to choose again. And just as important, be loved. Don't be afraid to ask for what you want. Don't be afraid to ask for help, life coach Ade. Don't be afraid to say, I need help here. I'm working on it.
I'm working on it. So those of you that have mastered asking, yeah, send me some inspiration so I can receive. I'm good at giving. But when it comes to asking people, maybe I don't want to get, I don't want to be a burden. I'm working through it. And I trust that this year is my year to really master that, where I openly ask for what I want. And that's another thing that really, I've had several experiences. Let me say this real quick. I remember I was watching basketball and I was supporting the Oklahoma Thunder, and they lost. And I put on Facebook, I need a hug. Man, people was putting up their and I think that was my first time ever putting anything like that on Facebook. It blew me away. It transcended just the people on Facebook. I felt the love. And when you ask, for me, what I got is when I ask for what I need in that moment, because I did. I was so, deflated that they lost. I mean, it's cool that they hit one. That's fine. But I wanted the Thunder to bring the rumble, but they didn't. And days after days, people said, here's a hug for you. It felt good. And I said to myself, wow, that's amazing. When we ask for what we want, people are willing to give to us. Now, let's all be a receiver of love and be a giver of love. I see you on Monday. See, don't say time, date. You don't know the date. You're confused. I see you on Monday. We're going to learn to dance with our dragon. We're dragons with Sherry Richards. Sherry Richards? Who is it? No, not Sherry Richards. Is it? Oh, it is. Yeah, it is Sherry Richards. She's been here before, but we're talking about to dance with our shadow self. The show is archived. You can download it from the Blog Talk Radio page or iTunes. You can come back. You can listen to the show. Shows through your phone, 347-426-3346. I love you, and I want you to just listen to this song. Close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, pull to the side. If you're working, take a break and listen to this beautiful song, because there is a song in your heart saying all is well. The singing. Sing your song. This is Karen Drucker. KarenDrucker.com. KarenDrucker.com. Song in my soul. Telling you all is well. Say yes. The sacred yes. I'm out of here. Peace. I am here.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.